AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Justice Department says it's investigating protesters who disrupted a church service in Minnesota. The protesters allege that one of the church's pastors also leads a local immigration enforcement field office. The Pentagon has ordered about 1,500 soldiers to be ready for deployment to Minnesota, a move the mayor of Minneapolis has called unconstitutional. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says sending active duty soldiers to Minnesota for an immigration crackdown is ridiculous and unconstitutional. He's urging protesters to remain peaceful. He's also responding to reports that the DOJ is investigating him and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
If the rumors are true, this is deeply concerning.
He also said Sunday on ABC This Week he has not gotten a subpoena and that
here we have a freedom of speech and we do not negotiate those rights away.
The Pentagon ordering about 1,500 active duty soldiers based in Alaska specializing in operating in Arctic conditions to be ready in case of possible deployment to Minnesota, according to two defense officials. President Trump had threatened to invoke the Insurrection Act, but has since backed off. I'm Julie Walker.
In Spain, two high-speed trains collided in the south of the country after one of them went off the rails Sunday night. Police say at least 39 people are dead. Hackers in Iran disrupted state-run television and aired videos supporting the country's exiled crown prince. Activists say a government crackdown against protesters across Iran has left thousands dead. U.S. futures sank today after President Trump warned of higher tariffs for eight countries over their opposition for the U.S. to take control over Greenland. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on the discovery of the body of a missing 8-year-old girl.
The FBI, which is conducting an investigation with tribal police, isn't commenting about Friday's discovery of the body of an 8-year-old girl who went missing on tribal lands in northern Arizona Thursday evening. Navajo Nation officials say Malika Boone's death is devastating. Her disappearance led to officials issuing a turquoise alert, an alert system for Native Americans who've gone missing. In Arizona, the legislation creating the alert is referred to as Emily's Law, named after Emily Pike, who disappeared after leaving a group home in Mesa, Arizona. Her remains were found last February, spurring a resurgence of activism to bring more awareness to the disproportionate number of disappearances and violent deaths in some Native American communities. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.